Grand Ole Opry time, another big Prince Albert show starring Red Foley.
Thank you.
When I was but a little child, sitting on my mommy's knee, said, now, son, look here a while. You pay attention and listen to me. When you grow up to be a man, you might roam plumb over the sea. So you keep heading back, you understand, to the place where you ought to be. That's Giles County, the last post office in the state of Tennessee. The folks will always welcome you, they're happy as can be. They'll feed you possum and candied yam, red-eye gravy and smokehouse ham. In Giles County, the last post office in the state of Tennessee. One day I got my greetings. Uncle Sam was wanting me to attend a little meeting that was being held across the sea. But when I reached the other side and I sort of looked around, saw all them tanks and bombs and planes, man, I dug right in the ground. 'Cause in Giles County, the last post office in the state of Tennessee, we fight with bricks and baseball bats, that's legal as can be. But when them tanks got on my track, swam that ocean the whole way back to Giles County, the last post office in the state of Tennessee. In case any of you folks that want to come down this way, there's a sign right out on the road there, it'll say G-I-L-E-S County, T-U-L-A-S-K-I, post office in the state of Tennessee. Friends, thanks a lot, and a great big hi to all my good friends and neighbors of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco's Grand Ole Opry.
Well, we got us another capacity turnout here at the Ryman in Nashville, Red, with folks from almost every state in the country here, the great Rod Brassfield, Minnie Pearl, Claude Sharp and the old Hickory Singer, String Bean, and the entire Prince Albert gang.
Yes, sirree, and we got a special treat for the folks who've come all that way to be with us, Grant. He's that young singing sensation from up here in Maynardsville, Tennessee, Carl Smith. Yes, sir. Well, we're going to have Carl out here with us with his guitar in just a few minutes. But right now, I want you folks to sit back and get ready for some real funning with one of the funniest men, we think, in about four counties, Rod Brassfield.
Well, thank you, me.
Yeah, right.
Much obliged. That there was just plumb pretty. Howdy, Miss Foley.
Howdy, Rod.
Mr. Foley, I've been down on the farm this week visiting my poppy and mommy all this week.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Rod? How they getting along?
Oh, they're just fine, Red. They're just fine. Except Poppy, he's just complaining about how rough it is on the farmers nowadays.
It is rough.
Yeah. He says they've got taxes on everything now.
You're mighty right.
They've got tax on milk and tax on cream and tax on butter. Paul says every time he goes out to the barn to milk, every day he's there, he thinks he's just pulling for his country.
All right.
Hi, dear friends. It's sort of warm tonight, ain't it?
Well, it's sort of in between, ain't it?
Weather has changed.
Rodney, tell me, I hear you went up to New York last week for the World Series baseball games. Must have had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I sure did, Mr. Foley. I sure did.
Did you have a good seat?
Oh, did I have a good seat?
Yeah.
Man, I had a wonderful seat right behind the home plate, Red. But I ain't going to sit there no more. I'll tell you that, right behind that there batter. I ain't going to sit there no more.
Why not?
Well, I opened my mouth once to yell and cheer, you know?
Yeah.
And now I got the only Adam's apple in the world made out of horse hide and seams.
All Right, did you take Susie up there with you?
Yeah, Susie and her mommy and her poppy, they all went with us. Susie wore one of them low-cut dresses to the game.
Oh, up there in New York City, right in style.
Yeah.
Huh? Rod, tell me the truth, Mike. What is your honest opinion of these low-cut dresses?
Mr. Foley, I'm inclined to look down on them. One thing, Mr. Foley, that there Susie was sure pretty, though. Boy, she was sure pretty. We went out dancing that night, Red, and you ought to see that gal do the rumba.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Where in the world did Susie ever learn to do the rumba?
Where did she learn to do the rumba?
Yeah.
Well, Red, when she was a little girl, she had a bicycle that had a loose seat. Yesterday was Susie's birthday. Yesterday was her birthday, and I just felt plumb bad. I swear I did. I didn't have enough money to buy her something good and nice for a present.
Mm-hmm.
So all I could do, I give her an X-ray picture of my chest.
Oh, Rod, an X-ray picture of your chest?
Yeah.
For why?
Well, I just wanted to show her my heart is in the right place. You know my Uncle Sipe, that poor old thing, he's having trouble again.
Always having trouble.
Yeah, he's having domestic troubles now.
Yeah.
Poor old thing, him and Aunt Sip, they just can't get along at all, looks like.
Looks like.
Yeah, it just looks like it. They just can't get along at all. He was telling me, he said, Rod, if I was to die and come back to this earth as a dog, your Aunt Sip would come back as a flea. Mr. Foley, speaking of fleas, do you know what the mama flea said to the papa flea?
No, why?
Our children are going to the dogs.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of what folks call Cinderella stories about young, talented people, but I can't remember anybody coming up so far in so short a time as our Prince Albert guest for this evening. He's not only a fine singer, but he's also one of the nicest little fellas that you ever knew. Let's get him out here and sing a song for us. Let's give him a nice big welcome. Boy from Maynardsville, Carl Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, buddy, your records are going like hotcakes around the country these days. You been making any good ones lately? I mean,
I made one about 3 weeks ago, Mr. Foley.
Would you mind telling me which one?
It was entitled Let Old Mother Nature Have Her Way.
Let Old Mother Nature Have Her Way. Suppose you sing that right now.
Be glad to.
All right, here we go.
My desire to set your little old heart on fire, do the things that lovers always do. So put your little hand in mine, buy a diamond ring so fine, and I'll build a bungalow for two. Closer, a little closer. Well, there ain't no use to stay so far away. So, darling, turn on all your charms while I hold you in my arms. Let old Mother Nature have her way. Change, 'cause I'm a-aching for romance. I know that you were meant for me to love. You know your heart is a-beating fast. You know I'm a-gonna win at last. Cuddle up and be my turtle dove. baby, when I hold your hand, I feel just like a grown-up man. Mother Nature says, now that's the way.
Fine, Carl. Yes, sir. Man, it's no wonder that old Carl is so popular. Like Prince Albert, for instance, which is America's largest selling. We're going to bring him back out here in just a few minutes, folks. That's wonderful. Glad to see you like Carl. We're going to get him back out here in just a few minutes. Right now, get yourself one of them pretty gals there, Carl, and let's do a little dancing as Tommy Jackson fiddles Ragtime Annie. We sat around and sang a few old songs, and Carl sort of expressed himself as liking a sacred number that we've been doing lately, sort of one of his favorites, called Peace in the Valley. We'd like to do it for you now. Thank you. Oh, well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord will come and call me away. Oh, yes. Well, the morning's so bright and the lamb is the light, and the night is as black as the sea. Thank you very much, friends. Thanks a lot to you. Well, see, when it comes to real close harmony, you'll go 34 apiece before you'll find four boys as good as our old Hickory singers. Here's Claude and the boys now with a little song called Mandy. Both of us here.
I was strolling out one evening by the silvery moon. I could hear somebody singing a familiar tune. So I stopped a while to listen. Not a word I wanted to miss. It was just somebody serenading. Something like this. Mandy, there's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if the lady make a fee. Oh, don't you linger. Here's a ring for your finger. Get a humdinger. Come along and let the wedding chimes bring happy times for Mandy and me. Mandy, there's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy. Let him make a fee. So don't you linger. Here's a ring for your finger. Isn't it a humdinger? Come along and let the wedding chimes ring happy times for Mandy.
Fine, boys. Well, see, you know, grinder switch is not much more than a bend in the road. But it's one of the most famous towns in the world because of a certain gal. She's Prince Albert's favorite princess and our best gal, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
This fall weather sure makes you feel glad to be alive. I sure wish I could look the way I feel. Well, should they say a woman is only as old as she looks. Boys, I'm still looking. The thing that bothers me most is that when I do wink at a feller, all he thinks is that I've just got something in my eye. But I believe a girl can always manage to look young if she watches a figure. Of course, it makes you feel better to have the boys watch it, too. Did I tell y'all that we went up to to see the World Series? We did, sure enough. Yes, sir. Rod and Susie and Uncle Maybob and Hezzy and Brother and all of us went up there together. And when we told Grandpappy Bustrom we was going to see the Giants fight it out with the Yankees, he said, "You mean them fool Yankees still ain't had sense enough to surrender?" Well, so when we finally got in the game, I said to Brother, I said, "What's the score?" And Brother said, "It's the seventh inning and the score is nothing to nothing." And I said, "Oh, goody, then we ain't missed nothing." I looked over and noticed that Uncle Nabob was sitting with a couple of peroxide blondes. Leave it to Uncle Nabob. The minute he gets in the ballpark, he heads straight for the bleachers. Them fellas wore the funniest looking clothes I ever seen. I couldn't look at some of them. They had the underwear showing clear from here down. They did. Sure enough, black. Yes, it was. I don't know what made it that way. And you know what? Well, Hezzy, he got up in the middle of the ball game and went out to get a soda pop. And all of a sudden, I turned around and he was standing back there at the back of them bleachers. And he was hollering at me in front of all them folks. And he was saying, "Come on home.
Come on home.
It was awful, right there in front of all them folks. And I got up and started back there, and he said, "Go on back, you fool. Go on back." And just as I started back, he hollered, "Slide! Slide!" And I slid till I bumped into a post. I try to do everything he says, too. It's awful, it really is. Well, so though I've talked enough about that, I'll have to tell you about the news from Grinder's Switch. There was a feller, one of them agriculture experts, was around last week, and he called on Fludge Mead, and he went into Fludge's barn to examine the hay, and after looking it over, he said, "You do a lot better if you separate the hay from the weeds." And Fludge says, "Mister, maybe you're right, but I figure the cows have got more time than I have." But now, we've had one exciting bit of news before I leave. The Austin Tuckwork have got a new baby. Oh, I'll tell you right now, that makes about their 15th or 16th. Uncle Nabok says they must be stark, raving crazy. They've had so many young'uns that Austin Tugwell knows babies backwards. And he said the last time the government man came by counting people out there trying to switch, he added up all the Austin Tugwell young'uns. He couldn't believe his senses. Right out,
Well, sir, how did you folks? We promised you was going to bring Carl Smith back out here, and I know that you're waiting for him. So here he is. Well, we're just going to give you brothers. You got another one of those hit records of yours that you'd like to produce for us?
Would you let me sing Mr. Moon for him?
Mr. Moon? Yes, sir. That's a pretty one, buddy.
Depend on your light, pretty moon. While I'm holding her tight, silver moon. If I ask her to be mine, will you stand by me? Will I see you tonight, Mr. Moon? Now every time you're shining, there's romance in the air. Please set her heart to pining and tell her I'll be there. As I look in her eyes, pretty moon, will you shine from the sky, silver moon? If I ask her to be mine, will you stand by me? Will I see you tonight, Mr. Moon?
Thank you very much, folks. We're glad to see you like old. Here's old String Bean now and his banjo. This tune called Stay a Little Longer. Let's go.
Jock, see my blue-eyed satellite way down the shin bone. Add a number on the gate, number on the door. Next house over at the grocery store. Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off cold coat in the corner. Don't see why I don't stay a little longer. Can't go go home, went to going by the mill bridge, washed out at bottom of the hill, big creek up in a big creek muddy plow. My corner double shovel still, I did a little longer, dance on, I dance a little longer, pull up, go cool in the corner, don't see why I don't stay a little longer.
Good boss, Frank Bean. He's a sight to behold. Well, here's a little ballad, folks. We'd like to try to do a squeeze in about one course. I think we've got time. It's one we've been doing before, sort of like Prince Albert's, an old friend of ours. It's called No One to Cry To. No. No one to tell my troubles to. No one to sigh to. No one to hold me tight. No one to cheer me when I'm blue. My lonely room to find there's no one there, and each night I think of you. Please answer my one prayer and give me someone to cry to, someone to see I do, someone to whisper I love you. Well, see, that looks like it, folks, and we better get going before we say our welcome out. We'll be calling for you in the buckboard a week from tonight, though, so be ready. Because we're bringing two newcomers with us, the first time on Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry, Johnny and Jack. Till then, this is Red Foley saying thanks a lot for everything. I'll be seeing you next Saturday night at Prince Albert's Grand Ole Opry.
This evening, we salute the 39th National Safety Congress, which convened in Chicago this week, National Safety Congress Week. Unless those of you who drive cars exercise more caution on our highways, we soon shall have marked the 1,000,000th death due to traffic accidents. Help postpone this grim event by knowing and obeying traffic laws. Remember, the life you save may be your own. Prince Albert's Grand Ole Opry came to you from WSM in Nashville, Tennessee.